This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
What's up, everyone? My name is Russell, and you are listening to Phoenix Radio online on phoenixradio.com.au and on the TuneIn Radio app. That was the ever-awesome Kelly Clarkson with Stronger. It's 2:05 p.m., and what time is it? It is Hero Time, in which I'll be bringing you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your hearing pleasure. Coming up this week, the remake of The Last of Us announced, Ghostbusters Afterlife director reveals new projects, The Last of Us HBO series gets the first look of Joel and Ellie, and Cobra Kai creators making a Duke Nukem adaptation. But first up in our top story, coming from the folks of Press Start, it was first reported over a year ago, but PlayStation has announced The Last of Us Part 1 for the PS5 and PC. The Last of Us Part 1 is a full-price remake of the original game and its DLC Left Behind, built from the ground up for the PlayStation 5. It's set to release on PS5 on the 2nd of September 2022, but a PC version is also in development. The game is described as being total overhaul of the original experience and will incorporate modernized gameplay, improved controls, and expanded accessibility options. We're talking brand new AI, 60 frames per second gameplay, and new combat. Of course, the visuals have seemingly been improved too, with improved effects and enhanced exploration and combat. There are some comparisons below of the remake versus the original. Apparently, the new character models are closer to the original performance captures. While the original game released less than 10 years ago, it's still a notable upgrade in visuals. The remake of one of the greatest video games of all time, The Last of Us, or as Naughty Dog titles it, The Last of Us Part 1, as mentioned before, will be released on the PS5 on the 2nd of September, with the PC version still in development. Up next, reports from IGN confirmed that Ghostbusters Afterlife writer and director Jason Reitman has announced a sequel, codenamed Firehouse. Appearing on Twitter as part of Ectofest, a Ghostbusters fanfest, the son of the late Ghostbusters director, the late great Ivan Reitman, unveiled the next Ghostbusters movie. The last time we saw the Ecto-1, it was driving back into Manhattan, the home of the Ghostbusters, he revealed via Twitter. That's where our story begins. The codename is Firehouse. The upcoming sequel will follow the Ecto-1 and the Spanglers heading back to the iconic firehouse from Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. A previous tweet from Reitman described the film as the next chapter in the Spangler family story, but it's currently unknown how that will play out. As for the returning cast members, it's likely that we'll at least see Finn Wolfhard and McKenna Grace return as Egon Spengler's grandkids, Trevor and Phoebe. It's also a safe bet that Carrie Coon will be back as Egon's daughter, Callie. Whether or not Paul Rudd will return as Callie's love interest, Gary Gruberson, remains to be seen and will likely depend on Marvel's plans for Ant-Man in its upcoming MCU Phase 4 and beyond. Will the original Ghostbusters cast be back? At the moment, we're not quite sure. Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Ernie Hudson made a return at the climax of Ghostbusters Afterlife. Spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen it already. Whether or not Murray will take on another Ghostbusters movie is anyone's guess. Up next, IGN reports that Neil Druckmann was on hand to share a bunch of news on The Last of Us, including the first look at the two leads in the upcoming HBO adaptation of the world-renowned video game. At Summer Game Fest, Naughty Dog co-president Neil Druckmann gave an update on The Last of Us HBO series, which he is co-developing. Druckmann even directed an episode for HBO and provided the first look at Pedro Pascal's Joel and Bella Ramsey's Ellie, this time their faces. The scene is from the episode Druckmann directed. Druckmann also brought to the stage Joel's voice actor Troy Baker and Ellie's voice actor Ashley Johnson, who will both have roles in the upcoming HBO series, but not as Joel or Ellie. Druckmann promises these roles are not winking cameos, but something substantial. The Last of Us director also promised the HBO series will be most faithful video game adaptation to date, which, considering his involvement in both the game and show, could be more than just a promise. Alongside an update on the HBO series, Druckmann shared the first look at the massive new multiplayer mode and a full reveal of The Last of Us Part 1 Remake, which I have covered for you all at the beginning of this episode. The final report of the day, reports coming from, you guessed it, IGN, states that Legendary Entertainment and Cobra Kai creators Josh Heald and John Hurwitz and Hayden Slosberg are working on bringing Duke Nukem to the big screen. As reported by The Hollywood Reporter, Legendary acquired the movie rights from Gearbox and will be producing the movie alongside Jean-Julien Barrenet of Marlow Studios, the company behind the Assassin's Creed movie. The film is currently in search for a writer and director, and The Hollywood Reporter notes that the door is open for one of the Counterbalance team to potentially sit behind the cameras. Duke Nukem was created by Apogee Software, now 3D Realms, and first appeared in 1991's Duke Nukem for PC. Since then, the character, who is a parody of Hollywood action heroes, has built a $1 billion video game franchise and helped pave the way for first-person shooters. His recent track record hasn't been as impressive, as his last true outing was 2011's Duke Nukem Forever. In IGN's review, they said Duke Nukem Forever isn't a revitalization of the early days of the first-person shooter genre or a middle finger to the increasingly complex and sophisticated nature of video game entertainment. It's a muddled, hypocritical exercise in irritation with solid shooting mechanics and decent encounter design. There's some dumb fun to be had in Duke Nukem Forever, but the game tries hard to ensure it's only fleeting. In 2018, it was reported that John Cena was on board to star in a Duke Nukem movie adaptation for Paramount Pictures and Platinum Dunes. That production didn't end up taking off, but it appears Duke will attempt to write again soon. Will John Cena once again sign on to play him, especially after he recently played a similar character in Peacemaker? Only time will tell. Studios have been attempting to make Duke Nukem into a movie since the turn of the century, so it will be interesting to see if this time where it works. And that's all the time for Hero Time this week. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Hero Time. Join me again next week where I keep you up to date on all the latest in pop culture news for your absolute hearing pleasure. And don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at @PhoenixHeroTime for all the pop culture news I post. And if you want to catch up on this week's episode of Hero Time, listen to it again on Phoenix Radio Podcast. Thanks again for listening. My name is Russell, and for all the programs you love, keep it right to Phoenix Radio online on phoenixradio.com.au and on the TuneIn Radio app. Catch you then. Bye-bye.